This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Call it the Sochi effect. The number of countries bidding to host the 2022 Winter Olympics is on a downhill slide. Part of the reason? The $51 billion price tag for this year's games. Conrad Wilson has more.
The most recent country to drop its bid for the 2022 Winter Olympics? Poland. Voters soundly rejected the idea in a referendum. Switzerland, Sweden, and Germany were all former contenders, but they too have dropped their bids.
Not like the Tooth Fairy or Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny just dropped a buttload of money in your lap. Countries tend to lose money on these things.
The University of Chicago's Alan Sanderson says countries lose money because the games are run by a monopoly, the International Olympic Committee.
And submitting bids that you sort of make the cut, you know, for the final three or whatever, it's largely how much money you're willing to spend. And that weighs heavily on the IOC.
The IOC didn't respond to an interview request. But what's becoming clear is that the 2022 Winter Olympics haven't sparked a major bidding war. Victor Matheson, an economist at the College of the Holy Cross, says it's happened before.
Just 30 years ago, the Olympics was having a lot of difficulty finding bidders.
Matheson says Los Angeles was the only city to bid on the 1984 Summer Games.
And when you only have one bidder, then the host city can dictate the terms of the games rather than the other way around.
He says the 1984 Games were privately funded with no new fancy buildings. The result? Los Angeles is among the most profitable Olympic Games in history.
It was actually after the huge profits that were made by the 1984 Summer Games is when cities started to come back again and saying, hey, if Los Angeles can make a lot of money, then so can we.
But that's proved not to be the case. The University of Chicago's Alan Sanderson says, look no further than the $51 billion spent on the Sochi Olympics.
It's just off the scale amount of money. And even if Putin had not invaded Crimea, there was no way that Sochi covers that.
Speaking of Ukraine, it, along with Norway, Kazakhstan, and China, all say they're still interested in hosting the 2022 Winter Olympics. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.